Iran's supreme leader intends to destroy Israel, and he may have the nuclear bomb and delivery system to do it, to wipe Israel off the map.
To destroy Israel is to do in 6 minutes what it took Hitler 6 years to do, kill over 6 million Jews.
With one atomic bomb. This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. The deterrent for nuclear war between Russia and America was the Mutual Assured Destruction, MAD, so that Russia would not send nukes to America since they know we would retaliate and send them back to Russia.
So Russia didn't send nukes to America since they knew we would retaliate with nuclear weapons to Moscow.
Right, but the leaders of Iran have no such thinking. They believe that if they can nuke Israel, it doesn't matter if Israel retaliates and nukes Iran. They don't care about losing a city or their nation so long as they can destroy Israel.
So the kooks with nukes in Iran will not be stopped by threats of retaliation from Israel.
That's what makes it so incredibly difficult. What is there about Islam that so motivates Iran to risk their own destruction so long as they can kill Jews? Dr. Mark Hitchcock graduated from Dallas Theological Seminary and pastors Faith Bible Church in Oklahoma.
Mark Hitchcock is the author of Iran and Israel. Mark, what is there about Islam that so motivates them to want to kill Jews, acting just like Hitler did?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't realize. That's what makes Iran so dangerous today and really so sinister there. You have this whole apocalyptic genocidal viewpoint towards Israel. And in Iran, they're Shiites. 15% of the Muslims in the world are Shiites. And their eschatology is that they believe this 12th Imam went into hiding. He was only 5 years of age, so obviously he's a direct descendant of Muhammad. And since he was only 5 years of age and went into hiding, there's never been a 13th Imam. He's also called the Mahdi, which means the rightly guided one. So he goes into hiding, and it's their view that he's going to emerge at the end of days. He's going to come back. This is the Islamic Messiah. And they believe that he's going to come back in a time of warfare and bloodshed and chaos, and then they believe that they can actually accelerate these things and make them happen. And the frightening thing is, this is a nation that is getting nuclear weapons.
That's right, but what so many people don't understand is that the religious leaders in Iran believe they can accelerate the coming of their Muslim Messiah by destroying Israel. That's insane. But for a religion that's motivated to kill and destroy God's people, it's clearly motivated by Satan. An atomic bomb in the hands of suicide bombers is demonic. Iran is the world's greatest sponsor of terrorism through Iran's Hezbollah and Hamas.
Yeah, well, Hezbollah is a group that was founded by Iran in Lebanon. It's a terrorist group to really be a thorn in the side of Israel on the northern front for Israel. Hamas, of course, is primarily in the Gaza Strip. They dominate that area. And they're, of course, a terrorist organization as well that, you know, shoot a lot of rockets over into Israel. They're supported by Iran as well. They're supporting these terrorist groups to bring down Israel, to cause the destruction of Israel. Since 1979, the Islamic Revolution, they've been the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world. And what's frightening is they're about to get nuclear weapons. Really, I think it's the number one probably geopolitical issue in the world today.
This is the number one geopolitical issue in the world today. And yet our political and military leaders seem more concerned about global warming and teaching recruits to use politically correct pronouns for transgenders, while China is having a greater impact in the Middle East than we are.
That's right. Something's going to have to happen. A war's going to have to break out.
And so it's really scary if they have nukes. Nuts with nukes. What is the Iron Dome in Israel, and how has that protected Israel?
Well, the Iron Dome is, there are these missile batteries that whenever rockets are fired in, they can actually tell if they're going to land somewhere that's going to harm someone. If they're going to land somewhere where they're not going to harm anybody, they don't do anything. But if they're going to land where they'd harm somebody, they go up and they hit these rockets and blow up and explode them. So it's a missile defense system. It defends them against these rocket attacks that come in. And it's been very beneficial for Israel. The Bible tells us that in the end times, Iran and a group of other nations, including Turkey, Russia is mentioned in Ezekiel 38 as well, these nations are going to come and attack Israel in the end times. And it seems to me that what's happening in the world today is the buildup towards that. We have these nations mentioned in Ezekiel 38, written 2,600 years ago. And these exact nations are mentioned that are in place today that all have the will and the desire to attack Israel. The stage is being set for what the Bible tells us is going to happen ultimately in the future.
Mark Hitchcock, author of Iran and Israel, tells us the stage is being set for a war between Iran, Russia, and other nations against Israel. Since God regathered his people after 2,000 years in their own homeland to establish Israel, will now God let her enemies destroy her?
Amir Sarfati, born in Israel, is a Messianic Jew, and he also was a major in Israel's military, and he founded Behold Israel and is the author of Revealing Revelation. He says Israel's Minister of Defense is preparing for war with a nuclear Iran.
The Minister of Defense of Israel said Iran is reaching enough fissile material to have its first bomb. The Iranians are now manufacturing and installing the latest centrifuges to enrich enough weapon-graded uranium for a bomb. It's not a rumor anymore. It was confirmed by the Israeli Minister of Defense that Iran is reaching a bomb. Now, listen to what he said right after. He said, the price that we will pay today to eliminate the Iranian nuclear program is much smaller than the one we will have to pay a year from now. In other words, we cannot afford waiting. Israel, it's preparing its military to attack and its civilian population to absorb the backlashes of that strike. We understand that if we are going to attack Iran, there will be thousands of rockets falling on us from pro-Iranian proxies from Iraq, from Syria, from Lebanon, from Hamas in Gaza and Sinai. We understand that. This is exactly why we are preparing for a strike on Iran's nuclear program.
That's right. Iran's nuclear program was never just for making electrical power generation, but it's always been for making nuclear bombs against Israel. Their motivation is religious. That's what motivates them to want to kill Jews.
That's why it's imperative that Israel makes a first strike on Iran's nuclear program before Iran incinerates Israel. Israel actually told that to the Americans.
We told that to the Americans. The Americans, by the way, understand this is irreversible. Everyone understands. Israel cannot afford waiting. The Iranian regime today inaugurated in Tajikistan another factory assembly line for their UAVs. They understand they can't put everything on Iranian soil because if Israel is going to attack, they want to continue producing stuff that will serve them.
So because Iran is preparing nuclear war with Israel, they know Israel will strike Iran, so Iran is building other facilities, factories in other countries, producing their UAVs or unmanned aerial vehicles or drones in other nations.
Ababil 2, it's the name of the UAV with a long range and a high performance. Iran understands that something is going to happen and it's deploying for it. Israeli military, like never before, is getting ready. The Israeli civilian population, when it comes to rockets, attacks, and all of that, is getting ready. Minister Gantz basically said, we know exactly where the Iranians are building the new place for the new centrifuges. It's in underground facilities near Natanz. So we basically put the Iranians on notice. We know what you're doing. We know how long it's going to take you. We know how you're doing that. We know where you're doing that. And expect us not to wait for you to do it. Something is brewing. It's very big. The Minister of Defense of Israel said that. So, folks, these are breaking news. Israel is getting ready to strike Iran's nuclear program in order to stop it from reaching a bomb. It's very hard for me to say that because for years we've been talking about Iran running for a bomb. So expect a lot of action. Sometimes the action that we have on Iranian soil is not with F-16s or F-35s. Sometimes it's stuff that the Iranians cannot even foresee coming. Sometimes it's just UAVs. Sometimes it's explosive that has been already hidden in specific places. of course, I'm not going to tell you what the Israeli authorities is not exposing, okay? I'm not irresponsible. I'm not going to tell you when, where, and how things are going to be, but I will tell you that Israel has put Iran on notice, okay?
In the past, we would anticipate Israel using bunker buster bombs to hit targets buried deep underground. But Iran has already anticipated that and made their nuclear facilities hardened and mobile and deep into the earth.
Everybody's a little bit, I would say, nervous. Israel is talking about preemptive strike openly. We know exactly where it is. Look at the underground cities that they have there. They're hiding their weapons. There are thousands of rockets inside, ready to be launched. JDAMs won't even be able to destroy this. And they know that. Military vehicle means they launch the missiles and go back in. Bunker buster bombs probably won't be able to destroy it. This is it, folks. We know where it is. And by the way, you can tell that we had agents on the ground. What I'm trying to say is this. Take a look at the range of the Iranian missiles that they have right now. From Iran, it goes all across the Middle East, all the U.S. bases, Israel, as well as most of Western Europe. Quite an amazing thing. Of course, they can hit Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and Egypt as well if they want. We're talking about a very disturbing thing. Iran has developed new cruise missiles, new ballistic missiles that are capability to carry a nuclear warhead. So again, it's one thing to develop a bomb. It's another thing to develop the means of transportation of that nuclear bomb. And that is exactly what they did. But there's another problem. The problem is that Iran is now making business with Russia. They are receiving new fighter jets, the Su-35s, stealth ones, missile systems, and I'm talking about defense missile systems. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Iran expects to receive the first of the 24 Su-35, that's Sukhoi, Flanker E fighter jets. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sophisticated fighter jets, and most likely also the S-400 air defense system that will give us very big problem for the Israeli fighter jets. So the window of opportunity to go and strike is very, very narrow. They have enough uranium. They have all the rockets that they need. It's very deep. It's going to take a lot to destroy it. But then we have to deal with air defense systems and very sophisticated fighter jets that the Iranians never had. They have one of the oldest air forces in the world. We are far superior when it comes to Navy and Air Force. But they are now going to receive top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art equipment in exchange for what they are selling to Russia, which is the drones. But now Iran is doing business with Russia.
Russia is supplying advanced fighter jets and sophisticated missile systems to Iran. Also, along with Iran and Russia, is China.
Communist China is preparing for war with the U.S. China is not a friend of this nation, but a brutal, tyrannical enemy to our freedoms.
The Secretary of the Army, Biden appointee Christine Wormuth, said that if we got into a war with China, the U.S. homeland would be at risk, whether it's cyber attacks on the electrical power grid or vital pipelines or releasing a deadly virus from weather balloons.
The Chinese have also infiltrated American colleges for decades. Many American corporations and politicians have been compromised by the Chinese communists and are now supporters of China taking America's place in the Middle East.
China is at war with the United States.
China is proving itself to be very active in the Middle East right now. The Americans somehow, at least the Biden administration, is losing big time, and Israel's window of opportunity to attack in Iran is smaller, and Israel's way to attack in Iran is limited now.
So it's not just little Israel against Russia, China, and Iran, and other countries. Israel has advanced weapons, but more than that, Israel has Almighty God, who brought Israel into being and brought the Jews back to their homeland.
Israel has a small military, but Israel also has a large attack aircraft and attack helicopter fleet. Israel also has space assets, advanced fighter jets, high-tech armed drones, and nuclear weapons. You never heard the last part. We operate in Iran, and they know that, and they are afraid. I'm not promoting Israel. I'm promoting God. Without him, we would have not even been here. God is the one who brought us back to the land, and God is the one who is prospering us. In Ezekiel chapter 38, Gog is the head or prince of Rosh and Meshech and Tuval. God says, I have something against you, Gog. I will turn you, put a hook in your jaw, and I will bring you all the way to the land. I will deal with you. And not only you, with you, he said, there will be others such as Persia, which is modern day Iran of today. And with you, even Gomer and the house of Togarma, which is modern day Turkey of today. None of these countries have any border with Israel. This is not a war that Israel had like in 48, in 67, 73 with its neighbors. No, this is a war that is not the neighbors of Israel against Israel. It's a war of a coalition that comes to a safe, prosperous, and secured country to take and to steal that which it has. And Ezekiel does not stop here. He even mentions Sheba and Dedan, which is the biblical name of Saudi Arabia of today. And the Bible in Ezekiel 38 says that that country will protest the war. It's not going to be part of the attackers, but part of those who protest against it. The merchants of Tarshish. Tarshish is the biblical Old Testament name for Spain, but also it's a generic name for Western Europe. And it also mentions something interesting, and the young lions of Tarshish, which some scholars believe that could be the United States of America. And all of them protest. Now, what are countries doing nowadays when they see that Russia invaded into Ukraine? Protest. They protest. Is Russia advancing in Ukraine? Absolutely. What we see now is the precursor. We're watching how the world is going to react and behave when this war is coming to pass. And remember one thing, God is still on the throne. And remember one thing, many times, it is the best way to purify a nation. Hardships have always been the best thing for the church. When everything goes well, people forget about God.
Thank you, Amir Sarfati. This is not just a physical war, but the war of the ages, a spiritual war with physical ramifications. So that's why this nation must remember our greatest weapon is not physical, but immensely stronger through God to pull down strongholds.
Greg Laurie is the senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship and co-author of the book Jesus Revolution, which is now a movie. Greg Laurie says in Genesis 12:3, God promised Abraham that God would bless those who bless his people and will curse those who curse them.
Israel is at the eye of the hurricane of the great events of the end times. She occupies center stage in God's drama of the ages. She and other players are behind the prophetic curtain and they're hitting their marks. And this is what's happening. All the players are hitting their marks. No, the curtain is not open yet, but it will soon. And this is all predicted long ago by the Hebrew prophets and those who have sought to eradicate or destroy the Jewish people or their nation have paid a heavy price because God made a promise to Abraham years ago and to his descendants. And the Lord said, I'll bless those that bless you and I'll curse those that curse you. Look at the nations that have tried to destroy Israel. They lay on the ash heap of history today. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Rome, and more modern times, Spain and Germany, and perhaps very soon, Russia. One of the reasons that God has blessed the United States of America is because we have stood by the Jewish people and we have stood by the state of Israel. It's true. Let me make a provocative statement. America needs Israel more than Israel needs America. Now, we've been a great ally for them and we've given them a lot of money. And God has blessed us. One of the reasons God has blessed our country is because we've blessed them. But we need them because we need the blessing of God. I have great concern over the new tension that we have with the nation of Israel today. I hope that changes. But Israel is still under attack. She is under attack by Islamic extremists. You have suicide bombers, homicide bombers, rocket and missile attacks, genocidal threats from Middle Eastern neighbors, and political pressure from Europe, and now even to some degree the United States. More than 4,500 rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel. We told Israel, stand down. Let me ask this question. What would we do if 4,500 rockets were fired at us from, say, Canada? You think America would just stand by and say, that's cool, no, whatever? No, I think we would strike back. Now, this is fascinating to me. Jerusalem is right there at the eye of the storm. And this is exactly what God said would happen in the last days. Not Washington, D.C., not Moscow, not Beijing, Jerusalem. Iran's leaders came out and said recently, quote, we must spare no effort in liberating holy Jerusalem and cutting off the hands of the infidels from this holy site, end quote. What happens in Ezekiel 38? We read about a large force from the north of Israel attacking her. This force is identified as Gog. They come from the land of Magog. Now get out any map and look to the north of Israel and you'll find the nation of Russia. Now, is Russia Gog? They very well could be. But here's where it gets even more interesting. One of the allies that marches with Gog against Israel is identified as Persia. Who is Persia? Well, it's modern Iran. There are Iranians today that still identify themselves as Persians. Now, this is fascinating because if Russia is Gog, there has been no alliance to speak of between the Russians and the Iranians until fairly recently, and they've pulled closer together. The Russians are building two nuclear facilities in Iran with an additional six more to come. This is why Prime Minister Netanyahu said to win the war with ISIS and to not disarm Iran is to win the battle and lose the war. Now listen, Iran makes no secret of their desire to destroy Israel. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, recently tweeted, Israel must be annihilated. Is that clear enough?
That's very clear. Iran, along with Russia and other countries, are preparing to annihilate Israel. Russia has two nuclear facilities built in Iran with six more to come.
Are we going to see Israel's enemies succeed, or will God miraculously intervene? Iran has the atomic means to destroy, to annihilate Israel. But will they, or will God stop them? Will this be the fulfillment of the Ezekiel prophecy, or is it yet to come?
This is their objective. In fact, the general of their army said they can by themselves destroy Israel. I say, let them try. They're going to be in for a big surprise. Things are not going to go the way they hope they would go, because that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says Iran will have hostility toward Israel. The Bible says Iran will be one of the allies to march with Gog against Israel. But God is going to intervene and turn back this army and do a great miracle. And after this miracle of turning back this army, this could happen before the tribulation begins. Nobody knows with absolute certainty, but here's what we do know. A large force from the north identified as Gog will attack Israel, but then God intervenes, destroys much of the invading force, and a great spiritual awakening breaks out in the nation of Israel among the Jewish people. They start turning to Jesus as their Messiah. Now, here's where it affects you, because right now we are living in a time where God is working primarily outside of the nation of Israel. And we as Gentiles have been grafted into the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But right now, most Jews do not believe in Jesus as the Messiah. But after this divine intervention, many of them will turn to God.
Thank you, Greg Laurie, pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship. Greg Laurie said that God will intervene and destroy Israel's enemies. The question is, will this be the fulfillment of the Ezekiel prophecy, or is it yet to come?
No one knows for sure except our mighty God.
But here's what we do know. We know that the nation of Israel will exist until the end times and will be attacked by its enemies, and God will destroy those enemies. And a great spiritual awakening will break out in Israel among the Jewish people, and they will turn to Jesus Christ as their Messiah. We do not wage war as the world does. Our weapons are not worldly, but have divine power to demolish strongholds. So whether we live or die, we'll take our stand with Christ and follow Him in prayer and in action to live according to His will in our lives.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1828, Nuclear Iran's Threat to the World, Part 1. That's number 1828, Nuclear Iran's Threat to the World, Part 1. The CD also includes next week's program, Part 2. You can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. You can also go there to hear our programs. Please give us a call at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000 from 2 Chronicles 32, verse 8. With them is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.